happen one night and one whole day with probably Tommy and Irene. We set up our fish camp down there instead of where it's at right now. That way they can do everything that they have to do, from whether it's cooking for themselves or doing their own dishes, to everything that they would have to do that day. So we get a complete, and I think that would be a little bit better for, instead of just the way it is right now, we got them in the morning and in the evening in different groups, and this way they get more. And we put a little CB down there and make a trail so they come back and forth, but their meals they eat down there, we're in the process of doing that. We should have it ready by the next group, which is the next 11 and 12 year olds. And that'll make it better for us, because we won't have 50 or 60 kids all in one place. We'll maybe have 40 or 35. And they need to help out. And we had our college retreat out there. We didn't have very many kids, or I won't call them kids, we didn't have very many students out. I think the timing was off, but what we did have for them was real good. I think we got a lot from it. Our last week is going to be the week of the 18th to the 23rd. 23rd August will be our last day for the 15 to 18 year olds. And then I've been getting requests for some parents or from some adults that we have 1 week for adults. And we've got one more week in August that's free before the people from Mighty Rec go back up before September. So looking into that possibility, maybe doing 1 week for adults that'll bring their own tents. The way we work it, we get the kids up at 7:30. We try to get them up at 7:30 every morning, and we really try to get them to bed at 10 o'clock at night. It's kind of tough because, you know, summertime they're used to staying up late, sleeping late. And it seems like every Monday our counselors are talking about, geez, we're kept awake till 2 o'clock in the morning. But now, instead of getting mad, they get even. The kids keep them up till 2 o'clock in the morning. They wake them up at 6. If they keep them up till 2:30, they get up at 5:30. So they learn real fast. But, bedtime is bedtime. But that's about all I have to report right now. On the activities of camp. It's, with a $30 fee that we have, is I would say we've got about 25% of people are paid, maybe? Less
than that.
Well, if you look at all of Norvik's and...
Norvik, yeah.
Norvik's, I would say 25%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we've got a 25% of 200 is 50, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's easy. And so that's
$1,500.
Yeah, $1,500 maybe that we'll have. And so I think that if we get in a position where we have to charge a little more, there might be less kids, but people would do it. And I don't know if Sue or Marie or them talk to you about the budget this year. I don't know where we're going to get cut, but I'm sure that our program is going to get hit like the other ones. And I got something else later on that I can bring up regarding that. For that part of it, just this.
Do you have anything more to take?
No. No, I answer any questions if people have questions.
Do
so we don't have to really cut off the tank.
Do you also have volunteers for the school of the civil community?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we had one lady came with her son the first week and was there and volunteered and helped. She liked it that first week and was kind of wondering if she could come back the next week. So even though it was an age group older than what her son was, she came back the next week with her boy. He went through it again, and she helped her. We had a lady come up from Nome, paid her own way up, came up and volunteered to work 1 week. We've got a guy from St. Mary's who's coming up for the ICC, and he wants to spend 1 week out there volunteering help. And we would encourage people to come up.
Well, where do I have to go if I want to volunteer? Because I think it involved my job. See, I've never been there.
Right. Rachel or me? No.
Okay.
No, that's, we promise you that we might keep you busy, but we'll need you good.
When you go there, you forget about your dieting.
We had one other volunteer. My older sister went up for a weekend and ended up staying for a week. Really helped around in the kitchen.
Well, I got to learn these parts too, see, that it's probably part of the program that I'm going to.
We'd be glad to have it.
She could teach us to go down to you.
Robert, did you have anything that you wanted to... Oh, are we under other and next meeting date already? That's not all I had. I'm not done yet.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't have copies of this, but... we've been hearing for the last, geez, how many months about the state and there's just not much money coming around as there used to be. And our program goes to the state and we depend on them for grants, and we've been lucky to get them past few years, and we're going to get it like everybody else. And what I have here is a memo to Billy from myself. The way I figure is, the busiest time that I have is during the summer. I mean, I'm busy during the winter with a lot of different things. But really the important part, and the part where we spend a lot of money, is during the summer. And we're 1 month almost into this fiscal year. And with looking at startup costs are very expensive. Travel costs for the kids are very expensive. And we've got to look at ways that we can have it so that the kids get the most benefit. And I've got here a letter resigning after August 30th or 31st, depending on how many days there are in August. because that's 10 months of my salary from August to end of next June. That would take care of a lot of kids' travel for next year. And I think that's more important than paying my salary during the winter. And that's what this letter says. It's so I just thought, you know, you're the people that I make my report to. And so you're, other than Billy and Robert and my wife, you're the first ones to hear it. And that's it. You know, I'm not sure what it is that I do. I know I'll probably spend a lot of time up Kobuku or someplace after September starts. But you know, I'm not too worried. Like I was telling my wife, boy, I used to be a real good janitor when I first started out working. I said, I still do the floors pretty good at home when I do them, don't I? You know, I'm really not worried about myself. We'll make out. We're pretty young and pretty school from now. That's And with regards to things like traveling in October for meeting with the schools and the different people on UPAP days and stuff, I can make myself available just as long as my transportation is taken care of. You know, I'll still be available.
Running away for good, are you?
No. This is my home. I can't run away. You know, times are going to get harder. We're in the years. Probably next year we'd be lucky if we get a dime. And from the state. And at least there would be money there to get it started, get it going. Plus the other thing too, that's got to be considered in this is that, you know, we have the Upper Kobuk elders that have requested a program where they could take the kids in their own area and work with the kids up there. Somewhat similar to like what we're doing at Sibunale. And what that says to me is that there are people willing to teach their own children, and that's the way it should be. And so if at all possible, I would like to see some of that money help the people of the Kobuk get started on something like that. It's, I know it's expensive to have different parts have all their programs, but if it means that the kids are learning from the people they live with, that's what's important. That's what this whole program was designed to do. And
up on me today. That's the second resignation day. That's the second resignation
we've heard today.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Susie resigned too. Turning everything over to Sophie. She thought that her salary might do a lot of good in other places.
When I went to the city council meeting, I received a resignation for a city manager too. That's why it was kind of tough on me to remember her resignation before the table.
Well, who's going to run the whole thing?
Well, my only concern is Reggie. If you should resign, I don't know how much effect it would have on the kids.
Well, I only resign a job. I don't resign me, you know. I'm still me. Because I, you know, that's... I understand what you're saying, Robert.
Yeah. I think I understand what you're saying too, Reggie.
Quit your work in August or October. You'll be able to come back next spring again and work it again.
Well, all depends on how what you find.
Yeah, it depends on.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. What kind of effect will it have if Reggie resigned and here the kids are used to Reggie and seeing nothing. Maybe it'll lose their interest. I don't know, it's something we never ever discussed yet.
What if we just give you 6 months rest? How many months is it till next spring?
Do you think we can be able to meet again before August 1st?
You mean before September 1st?
Yes, September 1st.
I honestly don't know, Billy, because at this point, I'm not sure what's left in the kitty. My guess is that by the time the summer's over with, we would have spent on the camp, probably somewhere around about $100,000. So I'm really not for sure whether or not we could get together again. However, you know, we really have to look at the books. And, you know, I think if you. You said that that's something that you wanted to do. We probably have to do it. We have to find a way. You know, I don't know what the plans of some of the different organizations are, but you know, my thinking is that. We have different people in different areas that are capable of doing. In a way, we're kind of duplicating some of the things that, you know, we're spending. We're duplicating some services. And I think there are people probably right here in the NANA office that could take care of some of the things that I've been working on. And there are people in the Manila office that can do things to the other side. like I said, I really haven't discussed it with anybody other than you two and my wife. I'm not trying to catch anybody off guard. I'm not trying to run away. It's not like I want to quit. I want to resign. I'm just trying to think of how we can make it work better. I mean, so that we have it again next year. And to me, that's, with what's left of that salary, that's almost takes care of just the travel alone. And that's worth it.
But we're jumping the gun. We don't know about the budget yet.
This is true. But one of the things I think that we're going to have to, of course, I don't know, you know, because we've been lucky with Frank and Al, but I think one of the regions that's going to get hardest hit is going to be this one, in a way. I don't know if it's going to be this year, but it's coming.
But we don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
Reggie, could we keep this confidential for a while? Because, you know, word spreads out quick, and I don't know what people will finish it. I'm pretty sure that this should be
confidential. Billy, Reggie knew, Susie knew. Will you call my kaput? Katimahatigil na kuptik, ano ba? Ko, pisilanga, tuzi na omi, pandanya, mantanya, resign na tikun. Ang sila ba, alo, piyuktiyo na kuna yak palaktok. Hakuunin niya, katutin na luwits, katun, buwano, tuwit kay chinalak tuwit. Paglan, uma, talaga, awag sa nga, tikit kalawak na bu. Katiyo minyak sa, when next meeting day go pak na dilu tu ba da ba ngaya wit sama titik kala na go ba kan tu kin la kupti kan kan tu sin la ba ba ka kap maga ni ke lo pak ni kala ayo sin lu ba
ba le pak na kan ok ke la pak sa na ba jit ta lu tu sa la lo na go kan ok ke la sa pe ngan lo kan ai lu ni ke me nyai ni
ni ak la lu ba sekel la pak Okay, masyawa nga huwag sa nga tikit kalawak na rumi kasi matkulyang kukta. Matuloy ang kolong kuk.
Huwag tik na iglip na kaya kalawak sa gano'n yung nakto ko talo?
Hindi.
Aman na. At napisikup siya, wada ko pa makanurik siya, madanawag ulit kiput. Sumik, ibro na yung kanya sila kaya kalawak na rin na, tuwan na siya, sawap na, narunak madanito. Wagnan, tadi semati kalau kita lihat executive committee kawatnya, terus councilor juga, nalu naya kita di kapsini, so uinak silapan, tadi si pun ni aktif kan? Nah, untuk kena ada yang melakukan kajian asal kajian juga, expense mana, angin lagi ada tetap, manik. Ayaw kong nakit mo ni Glesa katak-tok na ng kaya na kanokom niya aki iktasa o lang lupi si Pilip sa akin kapo dugo to kanati ko dulo kadi mali ko na pake iksa at migiputok ng kaya na uba at o tikon kadi mapagdurali sa akin na nalok ka nakit na dun ni Iyato manik ayaw kong nakit mo Negeri kami terkawat terdera, kapit sini minyak ni. Terkawat dari kau luka yang alam tu, na so, dan banyak si pun negara, kau tiga kerja kerja lepas. Tapi si pun ni lah kau minyak tu, terkawat dari kau ni jauh nak tu. Tapi ni semua tiga ini mesti teman pak mana dalam ini nak itu, dikit kita rok ekut dah, saya nak mana, ayam masih mukut. Nak nak tahu lah, ini dia lah kata. eliminate it.
Reggie, you didn't really understand what I was saying. I was saying that maybe we need to set up a meeting before your resignation date takes effect to meet with you and Susie and maybe Willie with the Elders Council.
That might be a way to go because at that time, too, we may have a better handle on what's really happening financially with different programs around the state, including ours. I just wanted to let you know that what I was thinking about and why.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect you to act on it right away. We'll have some time to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have some time to.
Yeah.
To take a look at it.
What did we think? Did you go?
Maybe we can talk about it once in a while if we should get together sometime. And even though we don't make definite plans on it.
While they're thinking about it, Billy, can I find out when the elders want to go back? If they're going to stay the full week or so I could make the travel arrangements?
That would be better. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Nita, when were you planning to go back?
Right after 31st.
August 1st is
Friday.
Friday or Saturday.
You call me and let me know, huh?
Okay.
Friday or Saturday. Flora?
I want you to go back tomorrow. I have this trip from South Carolina.
Okay, tomorrow is Saturday.
So can
tomorrow is Saturday, okay? That's 7:26. Tommy, how long are you planning to stay?
Next week until
ICC is over. Good. You'll stay till August 4th then?
Fourth maybe.
Okay,
if I change my mind, I will let you know then.
Okay.
If something comes up.
Okay. Kodan is really Kapoor, is the Putin is the Maroti? Victoria in the Turkey.
I got some coffee.
Just make
coffee.
Okay. Billy, how long are you gonna? Oh. Andy, you gonna stay here this summer? Okay. Wilson, is it Jassy?
Next month. Monday open.
August 4th?
Mm-hmm.
Mildred? Your delegates.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have Truman, Tom, Victoria, Billy has to be here until the fourth of the week. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay.
something.
Yeah, I'll go down and make the phone calls and I'll call them. You can't unless I say, hey. Yeah, but I'll make sure that you do.
Maybe I'll come and visit on my own. My visit.
When you're through?
Yeah. She went to see part of the ICC.
Oh.
So we could come on our own. On the site to come now.
It'd be good to see. There's going to be lots of things going on.
For the knees. I can't just give old dance. My arms hardly lift.
There's going to be lots of people.
How could I feel it was? Or do you know that it's a little much?
Monday morning, August 8th, Olaga Lokasi, Katimala Kurosi.
August 8th.
Four, I mean.
Like a lot of people.
Eh? Katimala Kurosi, Naga Lokasi. Maybe even four when she comes back.
Yeah, but she left a lot. Kaguna, Puma, recognizing of all the inactive, I found one of the
doctors here to do. Mommy, I just took some little hard looping button. And I'm connected with Madame Pinaya Lab. I'm glad I was all lag a lap at that. Cut him a lag, good sick at him at the final lap. I got to do it in 2 million. Eight. Monday, I'm going to go to the next one.
9 o'clock. Kadit kila li prakti. Lagi na yak palo dito.
Wow, that day over the hard.
Yeah. Iloksi road is all that solid. Mani kimi nakwa. Kira 9 o'clock on Monday. August 4. Kadit mo lang kasi nakwa.
I have been doing a lot of things.
I think
I think it would be good to have as many people here for the strategy planning meeting as possible, and maybe just send down a couple that would represent the Elders Council if they have been conventioned. At least that's,
yeah,
that's the way I would.
Yeah.
The Aboriginal seniors are going to be here next week planning the their meeting for AFN convention time. And if they had some input from this group, you know, that's what Alfred was requesting, to somebody to assist him with input from this council.
So that's...
Because Billy and Mildred, who would be our normal delegates down there, are delegates here and unable to serve during that time when they're meeting. And so he was wanting somebody to from this council to attend the meeting on the 31st and 1st. July 31st and August 1st.
Yeah.
9 to 12 in the morning.
So is there somebody else from the Elders Council that can be there?
Alfred.
Yeah.
It would be good for anybody here that could be there.
Yeah.
If they wanted to go, it would be open, I think, to everybody, and I'm sure that they would really be glad to see a lot of us, a lot of our people turn out, since they're having it in our country anyway.